Let us pray.
Our
loving Father, we are thankful to you because we have another opportunity to gather together in your presence
Baba
for our revival program.
Baba wa onife and dupe lowo yin fun anfani te je ko sese fun wa lati ko rajopo si Sunday soji.
We worship you, Almighty Father, because every time we gather together like this, you are always in our midst to bless us and to meet our needs.
Adupalawo yin Olorun ayeraye fun gbogbo igba gbogbo ti an ko rajopo ni waju yin ni akoko yi le ma nwa ni arin wa lati bukun fun wa.
And we know for sure you are here today again.
Adetumo wi pe leni etun tin be ni bi leni.
You have come with a bundle of blessing.
Eti wa pelu opolopo ibukun.
Which you are going to distribute to us.
Eti e fe fi fun eni kokan.
O Lord Almighty, we honor you, we magnify your name. Glory be to your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much because you know us. You know our situations. You know our problems. You know what we need. O Lord Almighty, we say today that glory, honor, praises be given to your name. Receive our thanks, O Lord. O Lord, we want you to talk to us. Something that will go deep to our hearts and dethrone everything that is not of God in our lives. Something that will go deep into our hearts and fill our hearts with joy and the peace of God, so that we shall serve you without anxiety. Talk to us today. Open our hearts. Open our minds. Open our understanding and make us to understand. Lord Holy Spirit, we are here for you. Come in your power and minister graces to our lives. Father,
Baba,
want to hear your voice today. Not just the voice of a preacher, but the voice of God himself. The loving voice of God. The powerful voice of God. The comforting voice of God. Father,
Baba,
when you talk to us, our hearts will be strengthened. Our hearts will be enlightened. Our hearts will be encouraged. Our joy will be full. Sincerely, Lord, we desire to hear your voice. Come and talk to us. Talk to us not only collectively, but talk to us also individually. Make us hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Ore mi olugba la npe o. Lati fun o nigba la lo fe. Ma se fa koko do la ma bo. Jesu duro fe gba. Ore mi olugba la npe o. Lati fun wa nigba la lo fe ba se fa koko do la ma bo Jesu do ro fe gba eru aniyan bu okan re ibanu je kunu okan re bi wahala babu omole Jesu setaye oga ore mi oluga la npe o lati fun o nigba la lo fe ma se fa koko do la ma bo Jesu do re pe gba o.
gbogbo àníyàn lẹ́tọ̀ Jésù wá. Oníkan ló lè mú wọn kúrò. Abánidáró ni Jésù wá. Yorùbá ọ yóò ṣètò ọ̀n sílẹ̀. Ọ̀rẹ́ mi, olùgbà là ń gbé ọ́ láti fún wọn nígbà lálọ́fẹ́. Má ṣe fa kókó dọ́là má bọ̀. Jésù dòró fẹ́ gbá.
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel.
Samuel ikini ori ikini.
We want to look at it from verse 6.
Afẹ bẹrẹ si ni wo lati ese ikefa.
And our adversary also provoked our soul for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up our womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why heated thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons?
Ologun re pelu ati ma to gidigidi lati mu binu nitori ti Oluwa ti se ni inu bi on ti ma nse be lododun. Nigbati ana ba goke lo si ile Oluwa be ni penina yi ma ba ninu je nitori na a ma so fun ko si jeun nigba na ni Elkana oko re so fun pe Ana ese ti wo nsukun ese ti wo ko si jeun ese ti nu re fi baje emi ko san fun o ju omo mewa lo bi.
In that passage of the Bible,
ni bi ti atika yi,
one can see how this woman was troubled and was weeping.
Eyan le ri bi obirin yi bi o ti ni ibanuje to si ma nsokun.
This was a woman who joyfully married a man.
Eyi ni obirin ti o fi ayo fe okunrin kan.
Thinking that very soon she will start to carry a bouncing baby.
Pẹ̀lú ìrònú wípé láìpẹ́ òun yóò máa gbé ọmọ ṣeré.
But reverse was the case.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ náà kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
Because this woman refused to be pregnant.
Torí pé obìnrin yìí kò rí oyún ni.
All she felt she could do, she did. Pregnancy refused to come.
Ohun gbogbo tó rò wípé òun lè ṣe ló ṣe, ṣùgbọ́n oyún ò wá.
She kept on promising herself, comforting herself, assuring herself that God will still do something.
A sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tú ara rẹ̀ nínú, máa ṣe gbogbo nǹkan tó lè ṣe pẹ̀lú ìrònú wípé Ọlọ́run kò ní pẹ́ láti ṣe nǹkan.
She prayed, she cried, she talked to the Lord, all to no avail.
Ó gbàdúrà, ó kígbe sí Ọlọ́run, ó gbàwẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run, ṣùgbọ́n kò sí nǹkan kan tó wá.
Year after year, she will go to the house of the Lord with expectation that she will come back with her miracle.
Ọdún lẹ́yìn ọdún tó bá gòkè lọ́sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run, pẹ̀lú ìrònú wípé òun yóò padà wá tòun ti ṣe ìyanu.
But all effort proved abortive.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo ìkáàkiri náà ló ń já sí pàbó.
Until this particular time, she came along with the rest members of her family to the house of the Lord again.
Àfi ìgbà tó di ìgbà kan tó wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ìdílé rẹ̀ wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run.
As usual, arrival began to trouble her, began to provoke her.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣe rẹ̀ náà ni ìyàwó tó jẹ́ pé afẹ́ lè bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní yọ lẹ́nu tá máa bí nínú.
This woman will do all kind of things to her so as to make her angry.
Orogun re yi ade ma se oniruru nkan si lati le bi ninu.
She provoked her in so many ways.
O bi ninu ni oniruru ona.
And because of that, she was extremely sorrowful.
Ati titori be ni ibanuje re fi po gidi gidi.
There is no record that this woman had any argument with the rival.
A ko ri akosile kankan wipe obirin yi ni ohun ko pelu orogun re yi.
She knew that if her problem was going to be solved, it must God.
Tori pe o mo wipe ki soro n ba ma di mimu kuro lowo Olorun ni o ti di mimu kuro.
She knew if her situation was going to be changed, it must be changed by God.
O mo wipe ti ipo aye n ba ma nilo ibojuto wipe Olorun lo ma bojuto.
But alas, God refused to respond to her cry.
Sugbon Olorun ko dahun si gbogbo igbe re.
According to the knowledge of the people of those days, she knew that God had shut up her womb.
Gege bi imo awon eniyan igba na won gbagbo wipe Olorun lo se ninu.
She knew of Satan, maybe Satan may be playing a part.
Oh, only woye wipe baya Satan ni fa ipa kan.
She knew of her adversary that she was against her.
O mo wipe orogun ohun papa ko fe ohun.
Above all, she knew God had shut up her womb.
Leke gbogbo re oyeye wipe o mo wipe Olorun lo se ohun ninu.
That means she was being attacked, opposed, and being troubled by the world of darkness.
Iyan ni wipe nipa agbara okuku ni a njoju kan pelu ogun ati oniruru.
It seems men and people around her were against her.
Ati awon to le ko tun yi ka papa tun lodi si.
And the worst of all, God of heaven was against her. He shut up her womb. That was her belief.
Ati ju gbogbo re lo o gbagbo wipe Olorun orun lo lodi so un nipa ipo se un ninu
orun. She felt there was nothing she could do than just to weep and feel sorrowful.
Nipa be lo wo ye pe ko si kankan to un le se ju ko ma banu je ko un de ma so ko.
She did not need to pretend about this at all because her heart was already filled with sorrow.
Ko ti e fi oro na pa mo rara nitori pe okan re kun pelu ibanuje.
And therefore she was busy weeping and weeping and weeping.
Nipa be lo fi kun fun ekun sisun nigba gbogbo.
The husband came around and saw her weeping.
Oko re ton wa ori on sukun.
He saw that this woman was weeping, she was sorrowful. He decided to say some things to comfort her.
Nigba to dodo re o ba wipe on sukun o de tun gbonju lati ba soro at lati ba soro yanju.
And he talked to her.
O de ba soro.
Anna.
Anna,
why are you weeping? Brothers and sisters, the question the husband asked that woman is what I'm asking you today. Why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? You say, how do you know I am weeping? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were weeping.
Ole fe bere pe bawo ni mo se mo epo osukun ah mo toro gapara mo ro epo osukun ni.
You don't need to shed tears to really weep.
Sugbon ko tumo si pe ko la omi je loju ko to di epo osukun.
Not all the time a man weeps he will make noise.
Se gbogbo igba te ba osukun lo nkigbe.
When adults weep, they don't often make noise. A lot of people are weeping in their hearts. Because there are many things that are provoking us in the world of today. Let's keep aside Anna's case. We'll be talking about that another day. Let's face our own situation. How many things are there in the world of today that are capable of making man to weep? Not only men of the world, not only sinners, but believers as well. What about disappointments? Prayers that refuse to be answered. Oh, what about businesses that refuses to move? There are so many things that can make one
weep.
Some wombs have been blessed, have been prayed for, have been touched, have been anointed, yet they refuse to produce children. And because of all this we
weep.
What about some terrible sinful habits that cling to some people and refuse to go?
Nipa awon iwa buburu, awon iwa ese to le mo elomiran to ko lai lo nko.
There are those who want to get a victory over anger.
Awon mi wa de po fe ni ise glory ibinu.
But anger refuse to go.
Sugbon ibinu ko lai lo.
There are many other sinful habits that cling to some people and they want to say, I must get over this thing, I must get victory over this thing, but they refuse to get victory over there.
Awon iwa buburu mi wa le to je po wa to le mo elomiran to pe ko fi le ohun abe si so pe lojo kan ma segun kan won.
What about family? What about family situation that defies solutions?
Ipo idile to je pe ko si oro to je pe a le fi to iwaju re
ko. Confusion, trouble, misunderstanding between husband and wife.
Eje ayede iyonu ruke rudo laarin tokotiyawo.
Don't you know that many times when things happen in the home and you look up, you look down, you don't know who to talk to, you don't know who to turn to, you don't know who can solve the problem and rescue you from the bad situation, you just see tears rolling from your eyeball.
O mo npo ma nsele be ninu ijile to ya wipe wa wo ke wa wo do ni re nikan dipo te le so fun wa ronu pe baya ko gba ti bi abi pe ko gba tohun ko se nikan to le foro re lo wa boju wo ke wa dibe ti ni se mu omi je jade ninu oju.
Sometimes things will happen on emergency like accident.
Nkan le sele lojiji nigba mi bi nkan ojiji.
It will just happen and create problem.
O sele be ko de da isoro le.
What about failure?
Ijakule.
Failure. One has promised himself that I'm going to do this, this is going to be like this, that is going to be like that, and all of a sudden, instead of success, he begins to experience failure.
Hello, me ati sheleri ati pinu ati pete wipe bayi ni ma sese ṣugbọn ti ko ti ba firi be ijakule lo ma ba pade.
When you may have this kind of situation,
o le ni okan niruru ipo wonyi.
Maybe I've not even mentioned the type of terrible situation you are going to.
Boya mi o de ti fenu kan ru e to lagbara to nla akoja.
I don't need to mention all bad situations we have in the world.
Mi o nilo lati fenu kan gbogbo ipo to buru to nbe ninu
aye. I don't come to tell you stories about bad situations.
Mi o nilo lati so itan fun o nipa awon ipo to buru.
And yet I have a news for you.
Ṣugbọn mo ni iroyin fun o.
Go to the book of Luke.
E ja lo sinu iwe Luke.
Come on, open to Luke.
Iwe Luke
chapter 7.
Ori keje.
I read verse 13.
Mo ma kala tese ketala.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not.
Nigba ti Oluwa si ri anu re se o si wi fun pe ma sokun mo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the news I have for you.
Iroyin rere ti mo ni fun niyan.
Why are you weeping?
Kilo de to fi sokun?
Sickness that refuse to go.
Ki aisan to ko lai lo ni.
A disease that just cleave on you on a sudden.
Arun kan to dede le mo.
Is it a trouble in the home, in the family?
Boya idamu ninu ile tabi ninu
ile. Confusion, sorrow in your heart.
Tabi darudapo ti banuje ninu
ofe. Is it a situation that is beyond your control?
Ki ipo to lagbara ju agbara re ni.
A mountain you cannot climb.
Oke to lagbara ju o to
le. A valley that is too deep for you to go through.
Apo ni poji to ba on leru.
Whatever the situation. Whatever the situation, the word of the Lord that I have to present to you today, as I am sent by God, is that you should not weep. And therefore I say to you in the name of the Lord, put an end to that weeping. Stop weeping. The Lord is about to do something. And he will surely do it. Look at the person by your side. Come on, look at the person. And help me say to him.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready? Say to him. The Lord says, weep not. Say it to him again. Make sure somebody is saying that to you. If you don't have a partner, you turn back, you turn to the left or the right. Look for a partner, quickly. Say it again. And therefore, put an end to the weeping. The Lord is about to do something. And he will do something.
When it don't let God do it, kill the suffering weeping. Oluwa so weeping, ma sokunmo. Nitori na fi opin si gbogbo ekun sisun. Oluwa nbe ni odo re. O ti ma fi opin si ekun na.
The Lord is about to do something.
Oluwa fe se nkan bayi.
The Lord is about to do something.
Oluwa fe se nkan bayi.
I'm sure he will do it.
O da mi loju pe yo si se.
Yes, when people go to church,
nigba ta awon eyan ba lo si church,
and they hear this kind of saying,
won de gboru oro yi,
they don't used to feel surprised.
Enu ma ya won.
This is common with preachers.
E wo po lenu awon oniwasu.
What do you expect him to say?
Kilo reti lowo re ko so.
Won't you say the Lord will do something?
Se ko ni so pe Olorun ma se.
So that I can put down my offering when I'm going home.
Ki ba le fore mi sile ti
ba ba. I'm happy so that I will come next week.
Inu mi tun le dun lati wa
lo. Even if the Lord does not do anything, what concerns him?
Be Olorun te se nkan kilo kan.
Let me weep
directly.
No.
Back on.
I do not talk just like a preacher.
Mi o wa bi oni waasu sha.
I talk like a servant of God.
Ṣugbọn mo nsoro gẹgẹ bi iranse Olorun.
I know I have the word of God.
Mo mọ pe mo ni oro Olorun.
And I have the mandate of God to tell you what I've told you.
Mo de ni ase Olorun lati so nkan to so fun mi fun o.
I have the mandate of God to tell you what I've told you.
Mo ni eto Olorun lati so nkan to so fun mi kin so fun o.
Weep not.
Ma sokumo.
The Lord is about to do something.
Oluwa ma se nkan bayi.
And he will do something for you.
O ma se nkan fun o.
I was somewhere yesterday preaching. I was preaching somewhere yesterday afternoon. I told them that in Bible Pattern Church, oh, there is something we used to do. I told them that I do not allow you to come and give your testimony until you are sure you have received the thing. If you are just believing, if you are just desiring, if you are just hoping, don't come and tell us anything. But when you have examined it and you are very sure the Lord has done it, that is the only time I want to hear from you. Is that true?
Mo so fun onibe wi pe mi ma n gba awon eyan laye lati dede wa je ri nkan to je pe o da won loju pe baya nigba tan ba si ni igbagbo si nkan yen tabi tan ba si ni ireti si pe won ma ti je ire but nigba to ba da won loju to ri mo pe kini yen sele nkan ko wa je ri nkan to Olorun se na.
The God we are serving is a God of miracle.
Tori pe Olorun wa ta nsin o je onise iyanu.
You say, but why hasn't he done my own?
O le be ma bere pe ki lo je de o ti se ti temi.
Yes, that was how Anna's own delayed for a while.
Be na ni ti Anna se pale fun igba die.
They say, what is the necessity for the delay?
O le be ma bere pe ere di fifi pale re.
Sincerely, I don't know the answer.
Lo to mi o mo dahun re.
And I don't need to know the answer.
Lo de nilo lati mo dahun re.
Whether it delays or not.
Boya o pale abi be ko.
What is certain is certain.
Ohun to daju daju.
The one that is coming will soon come.
Eni ti o wa.
I don't mean he's coming back again to take you home alone. He's coming to rescue you from this present situation. The Lord is about to do something. And he will do it for you. While I was sitting there this morning, somebody brought this leaf.
And they come away. You are
one of the usher. I said, what do we do with the prayer request?
And Lara want to share today. Just only kill a man. She pelu.
I
want to do one.
I asked. I told him, you be keeping them.
Mwa sa fun koko mak pawo mo.
Then he said, this one contains a testimony, a prayer request, and a testimony.
Lo wani ele yo ebe adura ati eri lo wani noe.
I said, give it to me. I read it.
Mwa niko muto me wa mwaka.
I tore the paper to two.
Mo wa ya iwe na si meji.
The request I gave to him to go and keep.
He do wa ni ti ebi adura mo mu lo si apa bi to ye ko lo.
Then I kept the testimony.
Mo wa mu ti apa bi ti teri lowo.
It's very simple.
O je un kekere.
But let me tell you.
So mo je n so fun
o. He says, praise the Lord. Last week Sunday, I said that I had problem of registration in my school. Can you remember? Those of you who were here last Sunday, wave your hand. You remember when we prayed about it? If you remember when we prayed about it, say, oh yes.
Oh yes.
God bless you. Now, he said, let me read it again. Praise the Lord. Last week Sunday, I said that I had problem of registration in my school that can lead me to repeat 1995-1996 sessions. Thank God, during the week, I've been cleared from the problem. So I want the children of God to help me shout hallelujah 3 times.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
En kan ti eniyan so ni wipe o ni ni ose to koja ohun ko ebe adura pe kan ba ohun gbadura wipe o ni isoro pelu efi oruko sile then
nile iwe
ohun
ati e to le mu kan ni ko ohun tun lo tun class to n ti ka koja ko ohun tun tun ka
eyi to je pe le mu kan mu ki ohun lo tun ile iwe to tun class to n ti ka koja ko lo tun ka sugbon ni bi ati gbadura pe laarin ose Olorun ti boju to o de ti gba sakoso ipo na
o to so fun ani pe oro ti yan
oro na ti
yan ko si wa ha
ko si wa ala mo.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you receive informations like this,
nigba ta ba gba iru oro bi eyi
on regular basis,
tabi ni ori awon kan miran,
as a minister,
gege bi iranse Olorun,
when you receive informations like this on regular basis,
nigba ta ba fi iru oro be iru oro bayi to eleti
ni lemo lemo
ni lera lera.
If you want to tell people that God is about to do something, I think you will talk with authority.
ti o ba fe so wi pe olorun ma se nkan bayi bayi mo gbagbe ko ye ko soro pelu ase.
Is that true?
Se o to ni?
This sleeve I'm holding, they gave it to me when I was outside there this morning.
Hey, wait, I'm talking
of yesterday, I'm talking of today.
I will
read it just as it is written in Yoruba and then give you the meaning in English.
I'm
sure you know what is meant by Isojito Koja. That is the last revival song, Sunday. Ninu Isojito Koja. Nigba ti oluso agutan ni ki awon ti o ba nwa eso inu jade lati gbadura mo jade sugbon bayi nurse ti so fun mi ni ose to koja wi pe mo ti loyun.
Amen. Amen.
Nigba ti mo lo se test ni hospital eba mi dupe gidigidi lowo Oluwa wa Jesu Christi. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody came to me outside there. In fact, I was feeling, is this fellow want to see me? Will this be a right time to see pastor? That was what I was thinking in my heart. Then he gave me the sleeve. When she gave me the sleeve, I was thinking, this could be prayer request. She should have given it to one of the usher. I said to myself, let me look at it. When I saw testimony, I said, this one is for me. It's not to be given to the ushers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now,
bye.
This is something of when.
You know when bawo?
Huh? Last month.
They
gave me this sleeve last month.
You
had the information last month. You have to go back. If it was last month you had that, you have to go back to last month too. Our God is a God of two.
Okay,
it's also a God of yesterday. And it's the God of tomorrow. The point I'm making is that this testimony, we are given these testimonies when? Today. One day we will be reading your testimonies too. The Lord who did it for them will do it for you.
So
when I say stop weeping, I know what I'm talking about. The Lord we are serving is the living God. And I know for sure if you follow the instructions we give in Bible Pattern Church, if you do what we ask you to do, exactly how we ask you to do them, I can assure you that you will be in the center, the very center of the will of God.
No.
This is what I say. I am sure. If you follow the instructions we give in Bible Pattern Church, and you do exactly what we tell you to do according to the Bible, you will be in the center, the very center of the will of God. And when you are in the will of God, you can be sure of the support of God. You can be sure of the assistance of God. You can be sure of the help of God. When you pray, you can be sure the Lord will answer. And I say the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You just have to put an end to the weeping. You have to put an end to the discouragement.
Sorry.
I've been reminded that I did not interpret the story I read in Yoruba. Is that true? No wonder you couldn't respond the way I expected you to respond. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I was in haste. Now, listen. What I read was that the writer, a sister, she brought the sleeve to me outside there this morning. When I opened it, I read from there that last Revival Sunday, a month ago, she claimed that she was among the women who came forward to be prayed for so that God will give them pregnancy. She is now telling us that she had gone for tests, and the doctors, or was it a nurse, she ascertained that she is now pregnant. So she's now expecting her baby, maybe 9 months, or I think it should be 8 months to this time. We'll see the face of the beautiful thing that is in our womb. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I do not read that for reading's sake.
No, can you put it on?
I read it to you so as to use that to tell you that your miracle is also on the way. And very soon we'll be reading your testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But meanwhile, you have to put an end to the weeping. Anna's husband told her, why weepest thou? Am I not more than 10 sons for you? I'm sure Anna thought for a while and told herself, you are just an husband, how can you be a son? Maybe you are also having part in this conspiracy. Maybe you are also having part in this conspiracy. Because Satan is there. My adversary is there. Even God himself has shut up my womb. She may be thinking like Rachel. You remember Rachel? One day she confronted her husband and said, husband, give me child. Jacob said, am I in the position of God? Am I the one who has closed up your womb? Thank God, God answered her prayer. And gave her a beautiful Joseph. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, your miracle is on the way. The Lord will do it for you. If you are looking for a job, your miracle is on the way. A good job will soon come your way. You are looking for anything good. The Lord has promised to bless our lives with good things. And the Lord is faithful. He will bring his promises to fulfillment. Then you say, why should I stop weeping? The Lord says, he says, weep not. Don't weep. Why? Weeping will solve no problem. What do I say? Weeping will not bring solution. Weeping will not bring solution. You know why you must stop weeping? No problem can ever enter into the life of a child of God without the knowledge of God. Problems are not sent by God. Anna and the people of her days did not know that it wasn't God who shut up her womb. Nevertheless, God performed miracle. God will not allow any problem, however serious it may seem to be, to destroy you. And therefore, stop weeping. The problem will soon be over. I've told you before, I want to tell you again, one of the reasons why problems are often allowed in the life of believers is to let them remember that they are yet to enter heaven, that they are still in the world of woe. This world is not for us. We are looking for a better place than this place. A city built by God himself. I've told you before, if there is no problem of any kind, everything is going on smoothly as expected, we may not remember to think of heaven. But once a while, problems are allowed. When they come in, who remember we are not of the world. Who remember this world is not good enough for us. Who remember we have our Father in heaven. When we cry to Him, the problem will be removed. And His name will be glorified. You have a valley that is very deep today. And you are telling yourself, if it is a mountain, it wouldn't have been a problem. If I stand on the mountain and I try to climb the mountain, I cannot climb. If I am falling from it, people will see me. They will come to my rescue. But in the valley is so dark. There are so many big trees around. The place is so cold. Oh, nobody sees me there. Nobody can bring me out. You know what? Call your valley the valley of the shadow of death. David went through a valley like that. He said, yet I will fear no what? No evil. God was with him in the valley. God is with you in that valley.
Boya iwo na ni afoni poji ti je ko jin leni to nbe ninu re to nda olamu to ba be si ni so wi pe iba je pe oke to ga ni mo te ni ni iyan iba te tun dara tori pe n ba wa lori oke nigba ti mo ba n jabo awon eyan ba ma ri mi pe mo n jabo nle sugbon ninu afoni poji bayi ta lo ma le ran mi lowo ma se banu je a ma ran lowo iwo pe afoni poji yen ko pe ni afoni poji ojiji ku oluwa ma se yanu o ma mu o jade kuro ninu re.
Let me tell you. Another reason why you must stop weeping is because somebody is caring for you. You say me?
Who? Tani.
My husband.
She come
in. She's not interested in anyone's problem. My parents. They cannot even help themselves.
Who? Tani.
My pastor.
The pastor me.
He's too busy. How many people's problem will he be able to carry? My landlord. He does nothing than to collect his rent when month ends. I still want to tell you somebody is caring for you. You know his name, I don't need to tell you. His name is Jesus. Yes, he's caring for you. You say, what are the evidences? Number one, that you are still alive today. Number two, that you are still with your senses. If you are no longer having your senses, you won't be able to know you have a problem. If you can do that, you will do the rest. Tell that to your partner.
It
will do the rest. All other problems you will remove. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh. Our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. If we try us and temptation, if there trouble anywhere, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, when all our sorrows share, Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He's caring for you.
Oh, shit,
you say, ah, with all this problem I'm facing, he knows all your problems. He knows all the difficulties.
He
said, this thing that is promising me that it won't kill me, it will not kill you. The Lord will not allow you to kill you. When the three Hebrews were sent into the fire, before the fire would start to burn them, the Lord went in there. When Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, before the lions could touch him, the Lord was in there. When Joseph was sent to the dungeon, to the prison. Before problems will start to happen to him there, the Lord was there. When Paul and Silas were chained and thrown into the dungeon,
Sila ati Paulu ti a so won sinu ogun.
The Lord was so present. The presence of the Lord was so great in that place to the extent that they thought of nothing than to rejoice and praise the Lord.
Ifara han Olorun lagbara nibe to be gete pe won ronu onkon ju ati ma yin
Olorun. Are you thrown into the valley of confusion?
Boya won na be ninu ipo aponipoji
Davidapo. You are just confused, you don't know what to do again.
Okay, daru o te mo ito
ma se. Try this and fail, try this and fail, try that and fail.
Okay, oje yi o ba ijakule pade
o pe o ba ijakule pade to bring any solution.
Gbadura gbadura be ni pe ko sona abayo.
The Lord is still around. He will still come to your rescue. He will still bring you out of that valley. Very soon, he will fill your mouth with laughter. As your heart will be filled with joy. I have told you before. And I'm telling you again. Don't take that from me as a saying of just anybody. I have the mandate of God to tell you. If you will take your decision that you have chosen Jesus, you have chosen him. That you are not looking back, you are not turning back. That you are not making him just a consultant. You are not making him just a physician. You want him to be the Lord of your life. He will turn your situation to miracle. And it will be well with you. No problem has ever come to your life without the knowledge of God. And there is no problem in your life today that the Lord does not know about. Many times the devil will tell you, keep aside God, keep aside this church business and go to solve problems. Don't keep aside God. He's the one that will solve the problems.
Someone
to care. Someone to share. All your bodies like no others can do. It will come down from above, take away all your tears. He's a friend and he cares for you. Boy, ro ese Jesus, unkoja lo bayi
nyelegbe ni o.
Oni tu rafa bagbe o shawo tarun bo tin so pa lai san ni leti adagu o wi be ni sinsin yi o pa wo sambi ara ni o eru ese wo olorun oko ale wa nu omi Oluwanduro lati fun alokun o si fi pe bere pe o fe wo sabi rawa lowo Jesu kagbe ke loro re je ki emi iwo samale wa loni yi we aba won ese no seja ko so wa sabakato wa pe o fe wo sabi o fe wo sabi o fe wo sabi wa la ile ra wa wa la se wa wo mi ye ti sham o mi wa nu I still have more things to say. But I want to stop the sermon there. I want you to talk to the Lord. He will answer you. Let me hear you say he will answer me.
So we pay you, damn it.
He knows your problem. He knows your situation. He knows that thing that is troubling you in your heart. Why you been weeping? Why you been crying? Why you been refusing to be comforted? The Lord will solve the problem. He has the solution. He is the Lord. All power. belongs to him.
Gbogbo agbara lo nse titire.
He had never failed. Is it this marital something? Looking for who to marry?
Boya lori titi toko tiyawo ni tigbeyawo.
Who to marry?
Lori titi tani a o fe.
Eh? He won't fail you.
Oni ja okule.
He didn't fail Isaac.
Ko ja Isaac kule.
Isaac was 40.
Isaac je omo ogo
ni. Not knowing who to marry.
Lai meni to won fe.
But one day.
Sugbon lojo kan.
She saw a woman coming.
Lori obirin kan to nbo.
And the servant came.
I
said, my Lord, this is the woman. The Lord will do it again. And he will do for you. It
may
be a matter of accommodation. Accommodation. Mobility. Mobility. Whatever it is. Is it the children that refuse to obey? God will transform their lives. The husband that refuse to cooperate, God will change him. There is going to be a miracle. You know the last thing I want to tell you before you pray? There is a miracle on your way. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Continue on this way of the Lord. There is a miracle on your way. Can you just say there is a miracle on my way?
So we pay
say
ya no benu ojo.
Say it again.
So we pay say ya no benu ojo.
Say it again. Tell them, brother.
So pay say ya no benu ojo na mi. So le kan si. So ko da loju.
I will not run away from it.
Mi o ni sa pada kuro lodo re.
Let's stand up.
E je ki a dide duro.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I now believe.
Oluwa mo gbagbo.
All things are possible, Lord. If you believe, sing it. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord. I
believe.
Listen to how I will sing it. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. My own is possible, Lord, I believe. Sing it now.
Lord, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah. Has the problem been with you? The woman was having issue of blood for 12 years. The man by the river was having the sickness for 38 years. The problem of Abraham was with him all his life till he was 100. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Mo ti gbagbo. Oluwa mo gbagbo o. O gbogbo ni sise. Oluwa mo gbagbo. Mo ti gbagbo. Oluwa mo gbagbo o. O gbogbo ni sise. Mo ti gbagbo. Mo ti gbagbo, o mo bo ni sise, mo ti gbagbo.
Thank you. My home in your heart.
so long.
Sing it as if you really mean it.
I put my hope in your hands, so long. I put my hope in your hands, so long. I shall not fail, for Jesus has
been. I put my future in your hands.
I put my future in your hands, so
sing it as if you mean what you are singing.
I put my future in your hands, O Lord. I put my future in your hands, O Lord. I shall not fail, for Jesus never fails. I shall not fail, for Jesus never fails.
You know what?
I want you to pray. I want you to pray for yourself. Your home. Your business, your children, your husband, your wife, everything that has to do with you, you are in the presence of the Almighty God. Can't you pray for yourself? The Lord cares. The Lord cares. Commit your life to His hand. Let Him take care of every situation. Let Him solve all the problems. Oh, Lord, turn my life to a miracle. Oh, Lord, turn my family to a miracle. My life to a miracle, oh Lord.
So I am in the Yanoluwa.
Turn my life to a miracle, oh
to the Lord on the tired. Talk to the Lord.
Gbadura, gbadura, ma jore o ba Olorun soro.
This is your own matter. Talk to the Lord.
Ara ni yi ba Olorun so.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Open your eyes and have your seat.
Now do let you see Joko.
Raise up your hands. The prayers have not ended. But I want you to get this clear before we continue. The Bible says their sorrows shall be multiplied that follow other gods. We are talking about weeping not. Putting an end to sorrow. And weeping. So that we can look to God in faith. And receive miracles. But the word of God says their sorrows shall be multiplied that follow other gods. Which means if one is an idol worshiper,
The Bible says his sorrow will be multiplying.
Now,
what is an idol? Idol does not always mean a stone, a wood, and so on.
Orisha yi ko tumo si kisida igi tabi pe kan ko okuta jo nikan.
Anything and everything that tries to take the place of God in one's life is an idol.
Onkohun to ba fe gba ipo Olorun ninu okan eni o ti di orisha.
If the care of your children now replaces the love of God, serving God in your life, the children becomes idol.
Bi itoju awon omo to ba fe gba ipo to ba fe gba ife Olorun ninu okan eni iru nbe o ti di orisha.
If your business will not allow you to serve God as expected, the business becomes an idol.
Bi ise re ti o ba fun olaye lati si Olorun bi atireti ise yen tin di orisha.
If anything is already taking over the position of God in your life, this is the right time to dethrone such a thing and allow Christ alone to be enthroned in your life.
Bi onkohun ba ti n gba ipo Olorun ninu okan re, akoko niyi to je ko ye ki o biro nbe isubu ti o de je ki Olorun ko gba ipo re ninu aye re.
The Bible also says to sinners is given travail.
Bible ko so pe elese la fi ise fun
travail.
Ise
that is to labor and labor and labor and have no success.
Eyi ni lati sise lati ma se la 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 ni ase yori
ko. To labor and labor and labor and have no victory.
Lati sise sise se la 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 ni.
To labor and labor and labor and have no solution.
Lati se la la sise sise la ife ona abayo.
That is given to sinners.
Eyi la fi fun awon elese.
Are you a sinner here today?
Eleshe ni onibileni.
That is what the Bible says about you.
Ohun ti Bible so nipa re niyan.
If your position is going to be changed,
ti ipo aye re ba ma yi pada,
your life must be changed.
Igbe aye re ni lati yi pada.
And that is why I like to first pray for sinners today.
Idi ni e ti mo ma fe lati kokko gbadura fun awon eleshe leni.
Before praying for the sick and the rest.
Ki to gbadura fun awon alaisan ati awon yoku.
Who is a sinner?
Ta le eleshe.
The one that sins.
Eni to n da ese.
Just like you say, who is a cook?
The
one that cook food.
And it don't say come.
Who is a driver?
Talon wako.
The one that drives.
And it don't talon. And it don't wamoto.
I'm sure you understand.
Mo gbagbe pe ntimo so ye wa.
Who is a preacher? The one that preaches.
Talon wasu.
Taloni wasu.
Taloni wasu. And it don't wasu.
God bless you. And who is a sinner? The one that sins.
And it don't die. She.
If you are still sinning,
nobody in there.
Maybe just once a while.
But you can't let her come.
Not regularly, not all the time.
So if you go bono.
But at least once a while, you commit sin.
But let her come. She in there.
You know you are not free.
Oh my, oh dominera.
You know you are still sinning.
Oh my, but she in there.
The Bible says travail is given to you.
Bible says pay share life before.
If you want that to change, you must repent. Turn away from your sins. Turn over your life to Jesus. Then the travail will be removed. Joy will come. Peace will come. Satisfaction will come. Progress will come. Success will come. And it will be well with you. I know it's common for people to deceive themselves. Somebody may hear this call, know himself to be a sinner, and still refuse to take to this advice.
And he can't even go leave you. Go there, man. There, get be a lesson. Just be calm. Not to go amoron.
That is to take the part of a fool.
He ain't allowed to go to John now. One omugo.
And that is not good.
He will see that.
If you are a sinner in this place today,
so by the lesson, you be learning.
You know yourself.
Old man, there.
God knows you.
Allah no more.
Satan knows you.
If you pass by more,
some other people know you.
I will need God tomorrow.
From whom are you hiding?
It's
better you let us solve that problem
first,
so that other problems can be solved.
Alone.
I want to pray for sinners in this place today. Once you are still committing sin, it doesn't matter what title you are given your place of worship. They may call you pastor, evangelist, reverend, bishop,
you are a sinner.
Your position in society doesn't matter. If we solve the problem of sin, the rest problems will be taken care of. And therefore I beg you, Jesus died because of your sins. Not only that you will not perish, but also that the devil will not be able to ride you like horse in this world. I think I've said enough. Let's stand up again and close our eyes. If you are a sinner, close your eyes, everybody. If you are a sinner in this place today, raise up your right hand.
No, what? Rest, okay.
Wherever you are, raise it very high. God bless you. You know you are a sinner. Raise your hand. You know what you do? Open your eyes and leave that place and come to the front. Don't bother about who is looking at you or who is by your side. Just get up and come to the front. Divine Satan, come to the front.
Don't you Satan,
come. Come. Run. Run to the front. So many people are already in the valley of decision. Join them. So many people are already in the valley of decision. Join them. If you want to spy and know how many people are in the front before you come, you can open one of your eyes and look at them. Then you come to join them. This is the day of liberty, the day of deliverance. This is the day of the Lord. When peace will reign supreme in your life, and Satan will be dethroned from your life. Oh, this is an opportunity. Wherever you are, you can still join them. I'm waiting for you. Already so many people are in the front, you can come to join them. So many people are already in the front, you can come to join them. Today is the decision. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. The Bible said their sorrow shall be multiplied and follow other gods. The Bible says to sinners is given travail. And therefore come if you are a sinner. So that the travails will be removed. So that the sorrows will be removed. So that the joy of God will come.
Come.
Mabo. I want you to open your eyes for a minute and look at me. We do not come here to make a show. I mean, this is not a drama. This is a reality. You come forward because you know you are a sinner. If you want the peace of God in your life, you will renounce your sins today. You will confess them to God and promise you will not go back to them. The grace not to go back to them, He will give you. But the decision not to go back to them is yours. Unless you take the decision, the grace He will not give. Unless you make the decision, you will not go back, He will not give the grace. So I'm sure you understand. Tell me in your heart today that sin, no, I have nothing to do with it again. I want to do the will of God. So that I can enjoy the peace of God. Enough of problems. Enough of trouble in the heart. Enough of confusion. Why should you continue to be a prey to the devil? Oh, take the decision today. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going back to sin. I will leave this place a holy person. A person that has surrendered his life to Jesus. You know what you will first do? You close your eyes and confess the sins to God. You tell God, I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner because I do this. because I do this, because I do this, I know I am a sinner. Forgive me. I promise you by your grace, I will not go back to sin. I want to do your will. I want to serve you the rest of my life so that you can take away all my travails and problems and sorrows. Then I will do your will the rest of my life. Open your mouth and begin to say it to the Lord.
Oh, my best. Ninja wa esere pata pata fun. Lokokan. O de ma. So fun wipe. Late ni lo. Pelu ipinu ko ne pada sinu. Ese woyen mo. Pelu ipe. O ma che ipinu lokan re. Eri lati pese mule. Lati besi ni si. Lati besi ni tele. Lati besi ni se kikida ipe re. Nimba na lo ma boju to aye re. Lo ma mu ise ati gbogbo wahala ati gbogbo arojun lo ma mu kuro tesiwaju ko besi ni jewo ese re fun pelu ipinu ko ne pada sinu re mo.
Say it, say it. You are the one praying for yourself now. Open your mouth.
So, the one that you want to call up that drop for everybody. But I'm not going to call up for everybody. You're waiting here for pata pata.
Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the rising side which flow be of sin and double kill. Save me from its guilt and woe. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I go. Naked I to thee for bread. Thou hast borne the mountain fire. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hold my soul in thee. Kusum timo mwa. Mo ma gbelebu, mo wa ko daso mi, mo wo ko irawo, mo wa si bi ori fun mi, be mi lu gala mi. Aye, shebi sadi ni, ya ki o mi oje, to shalati haye, shebi sanfe shebi. O si se mi bi mi ma.
Beto ye. Badura si.
Pour out your heart to me.
Lokan re jade si.
Explain everything.
Salaye gbogbo re.
Make it clear. So, Lord, I will serve you the rest of my life.
Pata.
Take over my life today. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Wash away my sins. Wash away my iniquities. I want to do your will. I want to serve you. Take away my burdens. Take away my sorrows. Take away my
problems.
I want to serve you. Oh Lord, from today onward I am for you. From today onward I am for you. Take my life.
My life, my love and you, my love.
Jesus, I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Live. I surrender. I surrender. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba adura.
Those of you in the front, please.
Eyin ti enbe niwaju.
Hear me.
E gbo mi.
Raise up your right hand, I want to bless it.
Enowo otun yin soke afebu.
O Lord, Almighty God,
Oluwa Olorun alagbara,
the only true Savior,
Olugbala kan soso,
the Redeemer,
eni to rani pada.
I thank you for bringing these people not only to this church today, but also to your altar.
Odupe Oluwa tori ko mu